Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online teaching and preaching ministry. We're studying the book of Revelation, which I've called The Unveiling. In this session, we'll be concluding our look at the book of Revelation as we consider Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 to 21, the light of the city. The New Jerusalem, only those in the Lamb's Book of Life will be there. We looked at that last time in our last session. Chapter 22 continues the description of the city. Look at verses 1 and 2. And he showed me a pure river of water, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street, and on either side of the river, was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. A pure river of the water of life. That's fullness of life in heaven. Its source, the throne of God and of the Lamb. The tree of life, which also speaks of fullness of life, is prominent in heaven, continuously bearing fruit. Even its leaves are a special healing. Verses 3 through 5 declare there's no more curse. There's no more darkness. And even in heaven, we continue to serve the Lord. Verse 3, and there shall be no more curse. But the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. There shall be no light there. They need no lamp, nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. We shall see his face, and his name will be on our foreheads. This is a complete, it's a picture of complete consecration to service. Wow. The absence of evil, serving the Lord forever, and shall reign forever and ever. You know, the remainder of chapter 22 closes the entire message with words of comfort and words of caution. First, there are words of comfort from the Lord. Verses 6 down to verse 17. Well, let's look at those words. These words are faithful and true. Verse 6. Then he said to me, these words are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show his servants the things which must shortly take place. I am coming quickly. Verse 7. A blessing promised for keeping these sayings. Verse 7. Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. Worship God. Verses 8 and 9. Now I, John, saw and heard these things, and when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. And then he said to me, see that you do not do that, for I am your fellow servant and of your brethren the prophets and of those who keep the words of this book. Worship God. Do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book. Look at verses 11, 10 and 11. And he said to me, do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he who is holy, let him be holy still. My reward is with me. Verses 12 and 13. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Listen, salvation is entirely based on grace. Rewards are based on works. We got to get that right. Salvation is entirely based on grace. Rewards are based on works. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 11 to 15. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will reveal, will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss. But he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. There is the strongest argument for eternal security, for the perseverance of the saints. Blessed are those who do His commandments, verses 14 and 15. Blessed are those who do His commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. Verses 16 and 17. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. And here's a call to receive grace. Come. Come and drink the drink given by the Holy Spirit and the church. Listen, do you know the salvation of Jesus Christ? You see, we all are sinners. We've all come the same way. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And that sin that we bear and we practice, it bears a punishment of death. And not just physical death, but an eternal death for always in hell. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life by Christ Jesus. We, in our sin, were destined to an eternity in hell. Eternal death. But God loves us, and so He sent Jesus Christ that we might have eternal life. Why? Because He loves us. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, go to hell, but have eternal life, spend eternity with God in heaven. And Romans 5:8 tells us that God demonstrated His love toward us when He gave us Jesus, in that Jesus died on the cross. Romans 5:8. For God demonstrated His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for the ungodly. We simply need to confess Jesus and believe that God raised Him from the dead. Jesus died for us, and then He rose again, and He's able to give us victory over death. Romans 10:9-10. If we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised Him from the dead, we shall be saved. For with the mouth confession is made, and with the heart we believe unto righteousness. And then Romans 10:13 tells us that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, in addition to believing that Jesus died for us and rose from the dead, we need to reach out and ask God. Ask Him to forgive us for eternal life. Do you know Jesus? Have you come to Him acknowledging your sin, believing that Jesus died for you as God's gift of love? He paid that penalty for you. Do you believe that He did that? And have you reached out in confession, asking Him to forgive you, be your Savior? Because if you did, God's Word promises that you now have the hope of eternal life. So, there are words of comfort from the Lord. And then there are words of caution from the Lord. Verses 18 and 19. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of this prophecy, of this book. If anyone adds to these words, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. Listen, if anyone takes away, this is a warning against tampering with the word of God as prophesied in the Revelation. Excluded from the book of life. Excluded from New Jerusalem. Excluded from eternal blessings. That means going to the lake of fire. Hell. Look at verses 20 and 21. He who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Wow. A promise, an anticipation, an agreement. Yeah. The Revelation was written to give us hope. To let us know that in the end, regardless of what goes on and how it looks now, Jesus wins. And we will spend an eternity with Him, with the Father in heaven, if we have our faith in Him, if we are in Christ, if He is our Savior and Lord. Is He yours? Are you sharing that good news with others? You have a great day.